What is the state of Keokuk right now?
Well, I feel pretty good about where we are. You know, if you want to compare yourself to other cities, we look pretty good. And I don't particularly like to necessarily do that because we want to be better than other cities. We don't want to compare ourselves with cities that are having problems. So I feel pretty good about our budget. We're making ends meet. We've got a little bit of a shortfall, but nothing that the reserves can't handle. So I'm very positive about where we're going.
You really stressed that. You stressed the budget and how the city has really tried to hold the line while still maintaining services. Why is that so important to you?
The citizens deserve the best services they can get. We're not going to close anything. And the other thing is cutting some of the jobs. We're not going to do that. And for 4 years, we haven't done it. And I feel very happy about that. Citizens deserve the best government and the best services they can get.
A theme of your speech seemed to be, this is what we're doing, kind of a full update on what is going on. How busy is Keokuk when it comes to repairs, improvements, just that type of work?
Well, we're constantly working on that, you know, with our streets, which has been a problem in the past. We do a lot of pothole patching. That's one of the things we have to do because funding is tight. We can't put a lot of it into construction. We do that when we separate our sewers, but we're busy all the time.
Another topic you touched on several times was kind of the appearance of Keokuk and how that can bring people in, trying to bring people in to live, bringing business in. What do you see in the year ahead when it comes to the appearance of the city?
Well, I think there's several facets to that, but I think, you know, aesthetics is a big thing. And when people drive through town, we'd like them to see something that it's inviting. And one of the things that Main Street is doing, and the city's put up $50,000 to help get $500,000 in facade grants, there are facades on the buildings downtown that really need work. And but all in all, I think the city downtown looks great. Again, you fix some of these few exceptions. I think we project ourselves well. We've got street problems, and, you know, I talked about the fact that it's a quality of life issue. You want your streets to look good. You want your buildings to look good. You want your hospital to be good, your schools. And so that's something that we try to project and we want to project in the future.
In the speech, you mentioned how when people come to Keokuk, they have a much more positive view on it than maybe the people living here. How do you as mayor work on that, the attitude, I guess you would say? You talked about the aesthetics of the city. How do you work on the attitude of the city?
Well, that's very, very difficult because I think there is a down attitude in Keokuk, and it has been for a number of years. Instead of sometimes picking ourselves up and doing things, we say, oh, that's the way it's always been, and it'll never change. So we have to sell certain things that we are working, that we are doing things. It's tough with high unemployment because that also adds into the perspective. But it's a constant effort to educate people. You know, things that I do, I go on the radio, I'm talking to you right now, different things like that to try to get people to understand that Keokuk's working for them. You need to work for Keokuk.
What's the state of economic development in Keokuk? You have been very wanting more out of KEDC, wanting to work more as a regional effort than just a city effort. What do you see as the state of economic development?
Well, I think we've got a lot of prospects coming in, and I like the fact that Keokuk Economic Development Corporation is actually making some big efforts right now to join up with Lee County in the Internet age. We need to have web pages and directories that take us everywhere. In other words, if you come to the chamber, that information may not get to the city or to KEDC. So if we can get all those hooked up with the Lee County's new and very good web page with directions where you can go and who you can see and how you get things done, that would be a real plus for us.
An initiative you brought up last year during your State of the City, and now you repeated it this year, is the franchise fee. Do you see that fee, a 1% fee that would replace the local option sales tax 1%, do you see that going through this year?
You know, I don't know why not, because to myself, it's a no-brainer. All we're doing, we're not raising any cost to the citizens, and we're keeping more money in our coffers. So, and so many cities in Iowa are now going to this franchise fee. So I, you know, you just can't come in and say, okay, we've got a 1% local option. Now we're going to take it up to 2 or 3% like Burlington tried to do 3%. You can't do that. You got to stick with a 1 and start there. I suppose in the future you could raise it, but that's not my intention now.
Next year at this time, you'll be giving another State of the City. What do you hope you'll be talking about during that state of the city?
The biggest thing I want to talk about, and for 4 years I've tried to do, is get some industries here in town. That's the focal point, and that's what is going to really move the city, because if we get more people employed, we get people back on the job rolls, everything trickles down to the whole community. So that's the biggest thing. I'm going to try to push through at least two new industries here in Keokuk.